There you go. Kitty Leeds coming in at number 529. That one there released in August of 1956. Those are the Young Lads. The Young Lads on the Neil record label. That is a very young Ronnie Watson on lead. I'm in Love is the name of the tune. I think that Pearl McKinnon would replace Ronnie Watson, I think, later on sometime. I don't know where that was from. Where'd I get that from? I don't know. Johnny G here. I had to... The recording of this stopped for some reason. I thought I've had that fixed here. So something's going on. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's this computer. I don't know. Something kind of funky going on when I record. Because I use the BUTT to record this show to post it up on my vinyltreasures.net. And stopped recording. And I use those, I look at my levels to see, you know, if I'm not over-modulating or something. But anyway, I'm still trying to get used to this, but still some bugs to iron out. But let us continue here on the survey. Entry number 528 is by a group from Knoxville, Tennessee. They traveled to New York City to record for Herman Lubinsky's Savoy Records, first backing up someone by the name of Big Miller on a release in December of 1955. Now, the group included Clifford Curry, Thomas Matthews, Herbert Myers, James Myers, and John Myers, and Benjamin Washington, and collectively they were known as the Five Pennies. This was their second release, I guess we'll say, for Savoy Records. It was recorded February 9th of 1956, released in April. It features Clifford Curry on lead. April 56th, the Five Pennies come in at number 528, and this is what you need to buy these records. The song is called Money at number 528.
Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money.
Money,
money. Hum, 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 hum.
Do you hear? Money is a thing every year. Oh, yes. Do you hear? Money is a thing every year. Well, now every week you've got to pay your rent. Money. Do you hear? Mm-hmm. Money.
There you go. Those are the five pennies there. Clifford Curry on lead, April 1956 release. That side doesn't get played. It does not get played. The five pennies there on Herman Lubinsky's Savoy record label. Money is the name of the tune. Entry 527. This is a record I could not find. I found this record last night. Late last night after I did the soul show, I went downstairs and I said, you know, Mom, I'm going to check the pop. I said, let me just look in some of my pop records. Of course, I found a Fran Warren record. I think she did Sunday Kind of Love. And there's another one, James Stone. He requests kind of like those pop, a kind of crossover records of 50s that redone 50s songs by black vocal groups done by pop artists that sometimes are pretty good. So I'm looking in there, I'm going, there's Fran Warren's in here. Then I come across seven Ink Spots singles. And I'm saying, and I must have looked through, it must have been four boxes of Decca records, and they're all like Bing Crosby's. I took out the, because Busta Bass likes the Louis Armstrong, so I took out all these Louis Armstrongs, and there were all other, there was the Andrews Sisters, there was Bing Crosby, Fred, all country artists, Foley, a bunch of other, and plus other things I didn't know. So I said, and I'm looking, I'm going, I don't want to take any ASCAPs out. So I'm going through it, and I come up with like five Ink Spots in a row, and these were early sides. So I'm going, well, this can't be on a stock. Let me look for the pink deck as I'm looking, and lo and behold, this was in there. So I finally found entry number 527. Okay, not that I would have missed it, okay, but anyway, at least I can get a complete fill, at least for the first show. So entry number 527, and this is actually surprising that this record actually made the survey. I'm actually surprised. Not that I don't think it's a bad record, but I don't know if this would be, it's not even the original version of the song, and not that I like the original version of the song, but it's surprising to me that somebody would vote for this, but they did. And Different Strokes for Different Folks, I guess. But these brothers from Ohio began recording back in the 1930s, feature them on a lot on the All 78 shows. But here they are with a cover tune. This was first recorded by the Four Lads on the Columbia label, from the Broadway musical, The Most Happy Fella. Here are the Mills Brothers. Actually, it says on the label, Herman and the Boys sing Standing on the Corner, coming in at number 527, released in April of 1956. This is on the Decca label, number 527, the Mills Brothers, with their rendition of the tune Standing on the Corner. Here you go.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by.
Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation.
Matter of fact, neither do I. Watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. I'm the cat that got the green. Haven't got a girl, but I can dream. Haven't got a girl, but I can wish.
So I take me down to Main Street, and that's where I select my imaginary date.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye.
imagination. Give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
Then standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls going by.
Cover tunes here on the Vinyl Treasure Show, coming in at number 527 there. The Mills Brothers from April 1956, their cover of the Four Lads tune, Standing on the Corner, that one there, on the Decca record label. And kind of surprising to be with all the other records that are here on the survey that somebody would have selected that as their 19th record, I guess. I don't know. But like I said, different strokes for different folks. Johnny G's your disc jockey for a Thursday afternoon. Hope you're enjoying the program. Want to thank those that have subscribed to my YouTube channel, as that will keep the copyright police away, as I got to go and remove a song from that last night's show, because the people in the UK, I see a bunch of emails here that they can't listen to the show, so we're going to have to fix that. But in the spring of 1956, Willie Winfield and the Harptones were selected to record some songs for a movie. If anybody saw the movie called Rockin' the Blues, okay? Anybody see that movie? I didn't see it, and I don't know if maybe I have it somewhere, but I would like to see that movie. Now, the sides that they recorded were Mambo Boogie, Ooey Baby, and this tune, okay, this song, and it also came out that Leo Rodgers and Sid Archie put it out on their Tip Top label, and if you saw, I don't know, it's kind of weird, I showed you the Tip Top label with the larger print. I had that in my collection for a long, long time. Then I saw this like smaller print, and they're both originals. Okay, they're both originals, so they're probably different pressing plants, maybe in different parts of the country or whatever. But it comes in at number 526, Willie Winfield and the Harptones, number 526 from September 56 on the Tip Top label. The song is called High Flyin' Baby, the Harptones, number 526. Here you go.
Oh, you stay in bed till away past 12 o'clock. You don't wash a dish or even dine a sock. Then when I come home, all you want to do is rock. You make up your face with lipstick, rouge, and paint. And you pat yourself where you just know you ain't. Then you stir around looking like a newborn saint. Well, you're a high-flying baby, having yourself a ball. Yes, you're a high-flying baby, having yourself a ball. But the high you fly, I bring home a pay, not a nickel have I spent. You spend my money, tell them down to my last cent. When the landlord comes, nothing left to pay the rent. Well, you're a high-flying baby, having yourself a ball. Yes, you're a high-flying baby, having yourself a ball. The higher you fly, the harder you're gonna fall. Well, you're a high, high. there'll come a time when I'll be rid of you. Well, you're a hot hot baby, having yourself a ball. Yes, you're a hot hot baby, having yourself a ball. But the higher you fly, the harder you're gonna fall.
Willie Winfield and the Harp Tones come in at number 526 on the survey, released in September of 1956. It's on the Tip Top record label, Motion Picture Music, I guess we can call it, High Flying Baby. They can do the ballads and they can do the jumps. We continue here with the 1956 Relic Countdown. Entry number 525 is by this group out of Miami, Florida, discovered by band leader and pianist Sonny Thompson, who backed up many of the acts on Henry Stone's chart record label. This group is called The Champions. It's their second of four on the chart record label. For you collectors out there, the first presses of this have a typo. Okay, they forgot the S. They say The Champion and Sonny Thompson. Well, it should be The Champions and Sonny Thompson. That's how my copy looks. But let's give a listen to number 525, released in February of 56. Here are The Champions with their tune called Mexico Bound, number 525.
Well, she goes bump. Well, I got a little girl out in Mexico, a cute senorita, and I love her so. Makes my beans and chili nice, flat tortillas, gravy, and rice. She's dancing like a Mexican jumping bee, craziest little hop that you've ever seen. She moves her shoulders up and down, claps her hands and spins around. She says, oh, oh, wop, bidoo wop, wop, bidoo wop.
Sound of The Champions there. Hold on a second, folks. Let me get to that. Number 525 on the survey, February 1956 release there for The Champions. Mexico Bound is the name of the tune. That one there on Henry Stone's chart record label. Yes, I got to say, Tony Barcia mentioned it, that Sonny Thompson, well, again, association between Henry Stone and Sid Nathan, Deluxe and chart records. So there was a a relationship there, I guess, Sonny Thompson, with lots of releases with Lula Reed and others, too, for King Records. But anyway, there you go. Those are the champions. Let us continue here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. Entry number, I got it wrong here. 26, 25. Yeah, 524. Entry number 524. Ever voted for this one? Had to be a true collector because not many people own this record. It was funny when I got this record off of sometime in the, it must have been late 1990s on eBay. I think the guy had to buy it now, I think. I forget. But this is our ultra rare record here. And I know I told Greg Surik about it. He goes, "You got this record?" I said, "Yeah." Now, listen, he had a lot of records that I didn't have, but I had a few that he didn't have and he wanted. And this was one of them. So he drove over here to the house. He goes, "I got to see this record you have." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Here, you want to see it?" So, of course, he was drooling on the record. And he was like, "Where'd you get this?" I said, "I got it from a guy in California. He had it. He said he bought it when it came out." I'm like, "When it came out?" I said, "Where'd he hear it?" But anyway, I didn't mind. So so this is a Collector's Corner record. Not easy to find out of Los Angeles, California. This is on the Caroline label, Caroline Records. They had two releases on the label. The group is called The Celebrities, which included Grady Bridges, Leon Hughes, Mac McKent, and Elder O'Neill. And they are backing up two singers on this, Clay Hammond and Johnny Young. Now, Hammond, originally from Groesbeck, Texas, was a member of the gospel group The Mighty Clouds of Joy, and then would later go solo. Now, also recorded with his brother Walter as the Hammond Brothers, but I can't tell you anything about this other artist, Johnny Young. But this is a rare record coming in at number 524. This was their second release. Both are hard to find, but this was supposedly the hardest, according to Surik. This is on Caroline Records, released sometime in 1956, number 524, Clay Hammond and Johnny Young with The Celebrities. It's called We Made Romance, number 524 on the survey. Here you go.
And then we walk.
go. That is a we'll call it a collector's corner 45 coming in at number 524 from 1956. That is Clay Hammond and Johnny Young being backed up by the Celebrities on the Caroline record label We Made Romance, number 524. And a girl group comes in at number 523, actually a girl trio coming in out of Los Angeles, California. They previously were members of the Dreamers that backed up Richard Berry on the Flair record label. Now, they included Finita Barrett, Gloria Jones, and Annette Williams. Collectively, they were known as the Rolettes. Now, this is their first of two. Came out on Leon Renee's Class record label. Now, I have this two ways. I think the shiny label is the true first press, and this was, and I didn't find the flat label, which I had, which was in a slightly better condition. But this was in the box when I was looking last week. I pulled it out, and I said, oh, wait a minute, this isn't the cleanest. But it plays okay. This is at number 523, a tune written by Johnny Guitar Watson and Mario Delgardi, who was Johnny Otis's bass player from July of 1956. Let's give a listen to the Rolettes. Rolettes at number 523. The song is called Sad Fool, the Rolettes. Coming in at number 523, that's the sound of the Rolettes. The Rolettes from July 1956. That's on Leon Renee's Class Records out of California. Sad Fool is the name of the tune, as the copyright police come out on that song. Very interesting, you AI police there. What do you know? They don't know nothing. They need to be taught, and they learn from this show is what they do, as everybody should learn from this show as we continue here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. I hate when they do that, you know, because after a certain amount of time, you know, they will shut me down after I get like so many chances for we've detected audio in your stream belonging to someone else. Your stream may be temporarily blocked. Well, you know what? I don't own any of the... I own these 45s, okay? Because I bought them, but, okay, somebody owns the rights to them. Okay, you don't want me to publicize them. You know, maybe I won't play them anymore. I mean, they're so foolish, they are. Okay. Anyway, let us continue here. Number five, entry number 522. Actually, this song received two mentions for 3 points, which was interesting. This was like the first one that had, you know, two voters vote for it. So that is pretty good. And we stay out in California too. Now, this group, they were all singers attending a cathedral Catholic high school in downtown LA. And their debut single came out on the Bahari Brothers Modern label. That's a 45 that I still need, by the way. But they would then sign with Jake Porter's Combo Records. And Jake Combo, he was really a trumpeteer or trumpet player and previously the A&R man for Modern Records. So I guess he lured them away. The group had 4 releases on the label. This was the B-side to their third. Now this features a George LaBrune on lead coming in at number 522. Here are the Native Boys from March 56 on the Combo label. It's called Valley of Lovers, number 522. The Native Boys. Here you go. Okay, coming in at number 522, those are the Native Boys. The Native Boys, their third release on the Combo record label from March of 1956, Valley of Lovers is the name of that tune, and that is with George LaBrune on lead. And that's interesting that Darren mentions that... Short intermission between the two. Never thought of that. That is an interesting topic there. I wonder, not that they shut me down here on this, the 50s show, but again, it would be probably an hour and a half in. So if I set up 2 streams of live, would that work? That's an interesting concept, I would say, to do that. And that means I would have two upcoming streams, like take a 5-minute break or something to do that. So listen, I want to hear thoughts of my listeners out there. If you think that possibly would work, that there would be two, that would set up two streams to kind of split the show up. So you would know to go to, but again, I would have an issue with, not this show, but I would have an issue with the Oldies and More, because I would have to stay on. I'm trying to, well, maybe I could do that, because I would shut down the YouTube, but I still could stay on the stream, and then it would just call up, because they're two separate ones. So that may be an interesting thing to do. I should probably try that one time. But I can't, like, take a break and go downstairs and have a drink or something for 5 minutes, because I can't have dead air on Oldies and More. But that would probably work, because, again, they give, it's based on the number of subscribers you have and the comments that you get, and because that dictates when they start attacking me with the AI. But anyway, let's get a couple, we're going to do a couple more records before we sign off here for a Thursday afternoon. I hope you're digging on these tunes here. I mean, there were some really nice records that not many people voted on that are good. Some are surprising, but others are really good. But let us continue here. I'm probably going to get two more in. Let's go to entry number 551 now, this group from Washington, D.C. Now, two members of this group were previously members of the Heartbreakers that recorded for the RCA record label. They were Lawrence Tate, baritone, and William Ross. The other members of this group were William Alford, first tenor, Lewis Thompson, second tenor, and Joshua Bright, the bass. Collectively, they were known as the Griffins. They signed with Mercury Records in 1955. This was their third release. It came out on the Mercury subsidiary Wing Records. I have a mint copy of this somewhere. I couldn't find it, but this one's okay. This features William Ross on lead from March 1956, coming in at number 521. The Griffins on Wing Records. It's called Forevermore. The Griffins at number 521. Here you go, folks, for you.
Time you know I-
you go. Some pops in that 45 there. I apologize. I have a nice copy somewhere, but there you go. Number 521 on the survey from March 1956. The Sound of the Griffins there. William Ross on lead. Featured it on the Mercury subsidiary Wing Records for that one. It's called Forevermore. Well, that's going to do it for Johnny G and the Vinyl Treasure Show on this Thursday afternoon, as we're going to conclude for today the 1956 Relic Survey. So I hope you enjoyed the songs I presented from that survey, as none of these ever got, well, not to say that they've never gotten played on the radio before on other collector's shows. It's just that it wasn't done with this sequence on the on this survey. So it is, there are lots of records, so it's going to take me a few weeks. Joe Shacatano, you could figure it out and let me know, but there's going to be a couple of breaks in this, because I might do a 78 show to stop it for a while, but when no Bill Obe is going to be here on September 18th, and there'll be another guest, hopefully, going to try to work out the details. We'll let you know sometime in the future, hoping to get Karen Efron to come in here as a guest here on the Vinyl Treasure Show, which would be a thrill for Johnny G. But to thank you all for being here. If you do have a request, please send it to me at vinyltreasures@aol.com. I'm taking requests for the Soul Show. If I have the record, I'll play it if it fits the format. And also for the Saturday Night Show. That show is getting big. It is. But listen, I get through 4 hours without being shut down, but that's because they really don't care as much for the 1950s as they do with the 1960s soul records. But anyway, thank you all for being here this afternoon. Again, if you are new to this program, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Picked up some subscribers this afternoon, so thank you, those of you that have decided to subscribe. And to tell your friends about this program, because you can watch me on your TV. You can lounge on your sofa. You might have trouble with the chat, because I don't think you can do chat on your ITVs. You're going to have to either use your phone or your tablet or something to do that. But people are tuned into this program on their, I have an Android, people are on their iPhones, or just on your PC or the tablet. That is how you can view Johnny G here on this kind of cool thing to do, kind of a new fad for, it's not really a radio show. I don't know what you really call it, although I do get tied into oldies and more radio. So thank you all for being here this evening. We're going to close the show to this afternoon with entry number 520, appropriate title of this tune here. But this group is out of Nashville, Tennessee, and it's the group's debut single. This is on the Calvert label. I think that was a label also out of Nashville. Both sides of this 45 were written by Ted Jarrett. I think he was the A&R man for this label. This was released in April of 1956. They would have one more release on the Bobbin label, which I do have, but that was in 59. So our closer, number 520, is by a group called The Kinglets. This was released in April of 1956 on Calvert, and it's appropriate title to close with. It's called You Gotta Go. Well, Johnny G's Gotta Go. Thank you all for being here. I will see some of you on Saturday evening right here on YouTube and also on Oldies and More Radio. If not, it'll be next Wednesday, beginning at 9 p.m. for the Soul Show, or if not, it'll be right back here next Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 to 4. That's going to do it, folks. Everybody have a safe and happy afternoon or evening. I'll see you next time right here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. Just want to say, everybody, so long. Here are the Kinglets, number 520. Here you go.
Oh, and what do you want to call me? Send you back to your mom.
I'm gonna send you back to your mother.